We are learning Nida Daf Yud Amar Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Meshum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yair Tzedek. Tinoikos, it's a ktana, shleigia zman alirois, a young girl that didn't reach the time to see yet. V'roa saw pam rishonino v'shnia and saw twice. So halach is, if you see once and twice, the halach is the third time you see, we have before, then it's metama me'es leis. But the first two times is daya shaita, she's still called mesolekes. And we had a machlekes before about the kesem, that she sees between the second ria and third ria. According to Chizkia, it's tamei, because the ria would be me'es leis, so she's a muksak dam, so the kesem is tamei. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's tahar. And here we have another member that Ula says, v'shem Rabbi Yechanan, said v'shem Rabbi Shimon Be'yat Tzedek, that Tanoika is Shlegiz Valiris Rasa Pam Rishayna Vishniya. The lach is, first of all, is Roiko Umadrasa Bashuk is Tahar. The lach is that a regular, if you find Roik, you find spit or cheer in the street, we Chayshish, there the Rabbanon, that it's Tame, because maybe a Zav, it's spit from a Nida, or it's a cheer from a Nida, because a lot of Nidas around. But if you saw it come from this katana, Rabbi Yechanan says, "V'shem Hashem V'yad Tzadik," then it's tahar. You can assume she's tahar because she's not a muksak dam. You don't have to assume she's a nida. And therefore, you see her spit or her cheer. The halacha is that that's tahar because she's not muksak dam. And he adds on also, "Kisma nami tahar." Her stain is also tahar. Her kesem was also tahar. That's what Ula says, "V'shem Rabbi Yechanan V'shem Hashem V'yad Tzadik." And then he says, "Ula v'lo yedana im." That he added on, Kismatar, the day, is that his own addition to this memra? Im the Rabbi. Or it's his Rebbe, Rav Shimon Ben Tzedek, saying that Kesem as well as Tahar. What's the difference? Who said it? Him or his Rebbe? L'mayin Afkimina. L'mahav advar sha'echam akushnayim. The Afkimina is, if Chizkia is arguing on two one-on-one, if it's Rabbi Shimon Ben Tzedek also saying Kesem as Tahar, it comes out that Chizkia not only is arguing Rabbi Yechanan, he's arguing Rabbi Shimon Ben Tzedek as well. And it's one, v'makim two amarayim, then the halacha is that we pass like the two. So the Gemara is machriya the safik. Ka'asa Ravin mechon achusi yama. When Ravin came together with everyone from Eretz Yisrael and they came to Bavel, amruah ki v'shem v'yad tzedek. He said that this halacha was said v'shem v'shem v'yad tzedek, and therefore it will be one v'makim two, and we're going to pass like Rav Yechanan and not like Ula, not like Chizkia. Talk to Gemara vayta. Amrav chilkia bar tuvi. We said a tenoika shleigiz mana, young woman under 12 years old. She has to have by a third ria to tama meis leis. So she needs one ria, two ria, and then by a third ria matama meis leis. So Amrav chilkia bar tuvi tenoika shleigiz mana lerois. I feel shefas kol shiva. Even if she's dam straight 7 days, ain el ria achas. Only considered one ria. Loshon afilu l'fanu. We'll see in a second. It says even if she sees straight a week straight, it's only called one ria. So Gemara asks on Loshon afilu, what are you saying? Afilu sheifas, even if she's straight, v'loy meboye pesekes, and it's pashut if she sees it, one day it stops and starts again the next day and stops, starts the next day and stops. You tell me that's for sure, only one ria. It's like afilu sheifas, and but of course pesekes. Adrab, the opposite. Pesekes, if she stops in between the rias, have like a stay rias, it should be like two rias. Hello. Morris says, you're right. You have to read it like this. Tanoika shleigiz ma'aliris vishay fa'as, and she's straight, kol shiva, ain el ria achas. Then it's only one ria. But if she sees and stops, then the halacha is that it's considered two rias. And the Gemara talks about this a little more. Omrav shimi barachia, midalefes, she drips, drip after drip, but constantly, but it's a drip after drip, ain't a karaya. It's not like a raya. We're asked, not a raya? Not like you saw dam? Vagachas, you're seeing dam. So, Gemara, ema ain't a kashefas. It's not like shefas, ella kipesekes. It's not like when you see straight, it's like when you see, with intervals every day, one raya. Basically, we're saying that by Tanoika Shleigiz Mana will be called two rias or three rias, and it has many rias that it is. Drip drip is called enough rias to make a chazaka. So, Freik the Gemara, Mechlal, the Shefas, when we said Shefas is one ria, it means Kinahara, it's like a river, it goes straight. There's no such thing. If a woman would see 7 days straight without stopping, she wouldn't be alive anymore. So, Shefas can't mean seeing straight. The Gemara says, no, I mean like this, that Midalefesh, which means drip drip, is Eina Elika Shafas. All it is, only, like, that's Shafas. When Shafas means one Riyah for 7 days. It doesn't mean you saw straight for 7 days. That's impossible. What it means is that you saw drip, drip, drip. That's called Shafas. And the case of Pesekas means where you actually stop in between. That's called Pesekas. That would be called two Riyahs. So it comes out, there's really three levels. There's Shefas, and there's Delefes, which is like Shefas, and Shefas is impossible 7 days straight, and there's Pesekas. So the question is, what makes something Delefes, drip, drip, and what makes something Pesekas? That's the question. The Rizba learns that Delefes means drip after drip, like constantly, and Pesekas means it stops completely, and then it starts again, even that day. But, and then that's what the Rizba says, even that day. The Beis Yosef says that the Fidei Rambam, that it has to be, the question is that it has to be in that Riyah, in that time of seeing, that's all called one seeing, even though they have a hefsek in between. So it's a shal exactly what Pesekas means. You have to see the Rishonim on that. Let's see the Gemara Vayta. Tanu Rabbanim, we're going to the Braisa. Chazaka Benois Yisrael Achla Gila Pirkon. The Chazaka is that the young Yiddish woman, before they reach the age that they start, 12 years old, they start saying Dam, Hare Mecheskes Ta'ira. You could assume they're Tahar, and before they handle Tyrus, you don't need anyone to make a B'dika for them. Yeah, Nashim B'Tekes Asam. The Nashim, they don't have a B'dika themselves, they're too young, but they're not believed either. You don't need the ladies to make a B'dika on them to see if they're Tamei not. But Mishagila Pirkam, once they reach the age that they start seeing Dam, Hare He Mecheskes Toma, then there's Mecheskes Toma, and therefore the Nashim are the Noshim B'dekas Hesam. The Noshim have to make B'dekas on them in the morning and the evening before they are Isaac in Tahiris. And if they could do it, that's the halacha. And why you need other Noshim to do it, and the reason why would you need other Noshim to do the B'dekas is because it's very possible they're still called Ketanim. It could be they're still called Ketanim, and therefore they are, because even if they reach 12 years old, but even before they start, it's already worried they're seeing them, and therefore maybe they're still Ketanim, therefore they're not believed to make a B'dika on themselves. That's why Kobi the Gemara says that someone else makes a B'dika. But in any case, we're saying that if they're younger than 12, they're B'cheskes Tyre, you don't need a B'dika. If they're above 12, then they're B'cheskes Tumma, and before they handle Tyrus, they need a B'dika. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Ein Bait Gemaisam B'yad, don't let the woman make a B'dika with their hand. Like stick a B'dika cloth into them, because they might scratch them. If they scratch them, they might cause dam to come, either from a maka or even regular dam. Don't let them make a B'dika, they might scratch them. Ella, what do they do? Sakas of a shemen. They smear them with oil, mifnim, on the inside. They smear them in oil from the inside. That's what they do. And v'kachis v'chus. Afterwards, they wipe them from the outside, see if any dam came in. They get B'dika by itself, because if you put shemen there, that will cause dam to come out, and therefore, by smearing them with shemen and then checking afterwards from the outside, they'll see it's just as good as a b'dika. They'll see if there's dam over here. They'll see if there's dam over here. Zokte Gemara Vayta. It says the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi Omer that Mu'beres and Manika also need three oinos without seeing to make them die a shaitam. Tani Tana Kamei de Rab Eliezer. We learned in a brayse in front of Elazar. Rabbi Yosi Omer Mu'beres and Manika sh'over ulel shalish oinos die a shaitam. Rabbi Yosi says that a muberes and a manika that passed 9 days without seeing, then the halacha is daya shaita. Again, Rabbi Yosi holds that in order to be daya shaita, even for a pregnant lady and a nursing lady, you have to not see for 90 days. Amalei, so Rabbi Eliezer asks on this braisa, pesachta v'trei v'sam v'chodo. You start off saying muberes and manika, and you end off the word daya shaita. You say daya shaita, it's lashon rabim. Going with two different people, a muberes and manika, you say daya shaita. Why is it daya shaita? So my answer is Dilma Muberes and Manika Karma. It's talking about the same person that's a Muberes and then becomes a Manika, and we're saying they could be Tsarif the 90 days from both of those Matzavim. Sarif when she's a Muberes, Sarif when she's a Manika. Umilsa Agavorcha Kamash Malon, and we're teaching us a Chiddush, Agavorcha, the Yemei Ebura Oyle Meim Nukusa, Meim Nukusa Oyle Meim Ebura, that you could count them both together. The Yemei Eber and the Meim Manika, they didn't see in both of those together 90 days. That's enough to make them into a Musalekas. And the Bryce explains, because it's tiny, like learned in a Bryce, huh? Okay, it's at how does that happen? For 2 months, the end of her pregnancy, she did not see any blood. And one group of 30 days with Maimon Nikosa after she started nursing, all consecutively, 9 days straight. Or Shtayim Maimon Nikosa, 2 months Maimon Nikosa, Va'achas Meiburah after she became pregnant. Achas Mechzei Yaburah, Va'achas Maimon Nikosa, 1.5 months while she was pregnant, 1.5 months while she was nursing. Then Mitztarfis, L'Sholosh Anis, Mitztarfis for the 90 days. So that's the Chiddush, they're both Mitztarf, Mubaris and Manika, even though they're different Sibas while they don't see Dam. Mubaris doesn't see Dam because she has a baby inside, and Manika doesn't see Dam either because she's nursing or because Evarem is sparking. And still, the Mitztarf, the 90 days, you can Mitztarf both together. So Tamar says, I understand how you go from being pregnant to nursing and not seeing. I understand how you go from nursing and then to pregnant, and you don't see 90 days straight. Meshkachos at the community because she's nursing, and she didn't see for 2 months, and then all of a sudden she finds out she's pregnant. Oslam Ibrahim, she comes out, she's pregnant. So it comes out, she saw, she had 90 days straight without seeing Dam, and it's half Mubaris, half Menika. First Menika, then Mubaris. Ella, what's the case? You may have Nekusa, Ella Meibura, that you may have Nekusa adds on to Meibura, I mean she's pregnant, then she has a baby, and she's nursing, and altogether she didn't see straight for 90 days. Heikha Meshkachos lo, she for sure saw Dam when she gave birth. So Gemara has three terutzim. A boy saying related to Vashta. We're talking about a case where she had a baby without any dam, and therefore she had 90 days straight without seeing dam. You know she'll be maybe tamei because you say yevsha lepsiches kever b'lo dam. But it sounds like over here we hold that it is possible related to Vashta, that it's possible to have a lady of Vashta. She'll be tamei because of tumas. She'll be tamei because it's tamei leida, but she's not going to have dam. So one teretz is that she had a dry birth and there's no dam. Everybody's saying another teretz, dam nida l'chuda or dam leida l'chuda. The dam from the birth doesn't count as dam nida and it's still called that she didn't see 9 days straight. Everybody's saying the third teretz is t'nicha, the taka and the brice only say one case, that the yemei ebura added on to the yemei menuka. First she was nursing and then last month she was pregnant and that's when we got the 9 days. But the other way, taka, it's not possible to be first pregnant and then be nursing. Why not? Because you always have blood by the baby. So it's impossible to be first pregnant and then nursing with 90 days straight between both of them without seeing, because you always see better later. So one teretz was dry later, another teretz says don't count the dam later. Third teretz is echadami, when I count, that case is not true. Let's see the last Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that the four ladies of Daya Shaita, that means the Mubaris, Menika, Zakena, and Basula, they're all Daya Shaita when they see Dam. It's only Mekan La'ba and not L'mafreya. But if they see Dam once, then the next time already, by the second time already, it's Mekan L'mafreya. That says in the Mishnah. So I'm a Rav, Akulu. It's going all four Nashim. By them, the second re already, it's Mekan L'mafreya. But Shmuel Amar no. Lo Yishonu Ela Basula, was Kena. Only by Basula was Kena, by them, by the second Ria, the Loch is that it's Mekan Meisleis. Mubaris Menika, Daya Shaita Kolei Eburam. Calls man, they're pregnant, it's Daya Shaita, even if they have some Rias. And also by Menika, Dayan Kol Yimei Nukusam. All that is in nursing is Daya Shaita. And we have the same machlokes like this, Rishlokesh Rav Yechon. Nechen or Rishim Rishlokesh, Akul has gone all four cases, that the Loch is the second Ria of Mekan Meisleis. Rav Yechon Amar, no, Lo Yishonu Ela Basula's Kena. Mubaris Menika, Dayan Kolei Eburam, Dayan Kolei Nukusam. Mubaris and Menika, the lachas, even if they see twice, still die as shaita. And Gemara says, really, it's mechlekes tanoim, ketanoi. Mubaris and Menika shahoyu shefa'as dam. Mubaris and Menika, they were seeing blood. Ubaris, while they were pregnant and nursing, they were seeing dam. Still, lachas, daya, kol yimei burim, daya, kol yimei nukusam. Still die as shaita, and the whole time, they're Mubaris, the whole time, Menika. Dibre Rav Meir. Rias, if you do Rav Shimon Aymrim, li omer die as shaita, and I'll bring Rishayin, only in first Ria. Ava Ria, Shnia, Matama, Ma'es Leis, Bakida, Bakida. By the second Ria, we see she is someone who sees Dam, and with Matama, Ma'es Leis, Bakida, Bakida. And that's how we paskin that if she sees Dam again, Matama, Ma'es Leis, even by Mubaris, even by Menika.